Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, The Appearance of Sri Narada, Text Number 19, 17, 18. Ashvadanan vi satvan Dormedan rastitayusha Bodhika We don't have time. Bodhikanam chabhavanam Sakti rasam tatkritam Ashvadadanan vishtatvan Dormedan rasita yusha. Bhaktikanam jabhavanam Shakti rasam chetakritam Ladies, Rasam Chakat Pritam Shasharadhanam Visatvam Dhanavisita Yusha. Ladies, Bhakti Ganam Tabhavanam Bhakti rasam chetak pritam Ashvadana nishatvam Dharmedana shita yusha Bodhikanam cha. Also of everything that is made of matter. Bhavanam. Actions. Shakti rasam cha, and deterioration of natural power. Tatkritam, rendered by that. Ashvadadanan, of the faithless. Nisatvan, impatient due to want of the mode of goodness. Duramedan, dull-witted. Rasita, reduced. Ayusha, of duration of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage who was fully equipped in knowledge could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the age. He could see also that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life, would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus he contemplated the welfare of men in all statuses of orders of life. Purport, the unmanifested forces of time are so powerful, they decay all matter in due course. Kali Yuga, the last millennium of a round of four millenniums, the power of all material objects deteriorates by the influence of time. In this age, the duration of the material body of the people is gradually, in general, is much reduced, and so is the memory. The action of matter has also not much incentive. The land does not produce food grains in the same proportion as it did in other ages. The cow does not give as much milk as it used to give formerly. Production of vegetables and fruits is less than before. As such, all living beings, both men and animals, do not have sumptuous, nourishing food. Due to the want of so many necessities of life, naturally the duration of life is reduced. The memory is short, intelligence is meager, and mutual dealings are full of hypocrisy and so on. Being a liberated soul, the great sage Vyasadeva could see this by his transcendental vision. As an astrologer can see the future fate of a man, or an astronomer can foretell the solar and lunar eclipses, liberated souls can foretell the future of all mankind by seeing through the scriptures. They can see this due to their sharp vision of spiritual attainment. And all such transcendentalists who are naturally devotees of the Lord are always eager to render welfare service to the people in general. They are real friends of the people in general, not the so-called public leaders who are unable to see what is going to happen 5 minutes ahead. In this age, the people in general, as well as their so-called leaders, are all unlucky fellows, faithless in spiritual knowledge, and influenced by the aid of Kali. They're always disturbed by various diseases. For example, in the present age, there are so many TB patients and TB hospitals, but formerly this was not so because the time was not so unfavorable. The unfortunate men of this age are always reluctant to give reception to the transcendentalists or the representatives of Srila Vyasadeva, yet these selfless workers are always busy in planning something which may help everyone in all statuses and orders of life. The greatest philanthropists are those transcendentalists who represent the mission of Vyasadeva, Narada, Madhva, Chaitanya, Rupa, Saraswati, etc. They're all one and the same. The personalities may be different, but the aim of the mission is one and the same, namely to deliver the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. So the translation again. The great sage who is fully equipped in knowledge could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material through the influence of the age. He can also see the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus he contemplated for the welfare of men in all statuses and orders of life. Mom Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesa Srinivadi Paskatyade Siddharane. Again, there is some indication about the future, and it doesn't look very bright. Of course, everyone is thinking that by, well, not everyone, but many people are thinking that by material progress, everyone is going to become more peaceful and happier in the future. But here it says that in Kali Yuga, as I mentioned before, Tatas Chanudinam Dharma Satvam Socham Daya Shama Kalena Balira Rajan Nakshant Yayor Balam Smriti. Day after day, Tatas Chanudinam Dharma will be reducing. When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, give up all varieties of religion, so people are following that very strictly. The first part of the quote, not the second part though. They're not surrendering to Krishna, but they're definitely giving up all varieties of religion. And that's going to happen day after day. And when that happens, and tatastanudi nam dharma, satvam, truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, tolerance, memory, bodily strength, they'll all diminish day after day. Now, what's the problem? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks Arjuna, kachire tas chutam bharata, tvaya kagrena chetasa, kachit agana samoha, pranatas te dananjaya. Have you actually been listening to me with attention? So when people's memory, their bodily strength, the good qualities are reduced, they can't hear anymore. And the mode of goodness, as it mentions here, we can actually hear. That's the advantage of the mode of goodness. We've heard that the transcendental vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra and about Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, which means reality, they can all be experienced just by hearing. But when people can't hear, then they can't experience reality. They just experience what they're hearing, which is very little or less. Therefore, Krishna was asking Arjuna, have you been able to listen to what I've been saying? I guess even at that time, people used to fall asleep during classes. So Krishna wanted to make sure Arjuna was awake. After all, he just spent 2 hours of his existence trying to speak to Arjuna. Arjuna seemed to have open eyes. That didn't mean he wasn't asleep. As Shruti Kirti Prabhu once said in one of his lectures, he said he was serving Srila Prabhupada so often or so long during the day, sometimes he'd be massaging him during the day and at night also, he wouldn't get enough sleep. So the tendency would be to sleep during class, of course, everyone knows that. But it was not proper to sleep in class when you were right in front of Prabhupada. So he learned the technique of having his eyes open while he was asleep. So that way he fulfilled both things. So Krishna was concerned whether Arjuna was actually paying attention. And then he said, what is the criteria? Not that I didn't fall asleep, therefore I was awake. No, he said, kachit agana samoha. Has your ignorance and your illusion now been dispelled? In other words, the idea of listening should be to take away our ignorance and to get out of illusion. So Arjuna said, nashto moha smitira labdva tat prasada mayachuta stitosmi gata sandeha karishe vachanam tava. Yes, I've actually been listening. And what is the proof? Now, my illusion, I've regained my memory by your mercy, and my illusion is now dispelled, and now I'm prepared to act according to your instructions. So ultimately, the test is whether we're prepared to act according to Krishna's instructions. If our illusion is dispelled, then we can understand that we're not this body, and that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything is meant for His service. And His service is mentioned here, is that Krishna only has one service that he wants to perform. He wants to see that everyone gets out of material consciousness, out of illusion, and become eligible to rejoin him back in the spiritual world. Otherwise, Krishna has no reason to come to the material world. But in this age of Kali, as it says here also, Kalavasmin Yuge Jana, in the age of Kali, Prayena Yapusa Shabdya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana, that in the age of Kali, people have but short lives. Although we think our lives are very long, we have plenty of time left to do whatever we want to do. But our lifespan is quite insignificant. Prayena yapasa asabja kalavasminigejana. Manda. Everyone is by nature in this age slow. The computers are getting faster and people's brains are getting slower. So now, even to add two numbers together, people need a calculator. When I grew up, you couldn't bring a calculator to the math class. But now, without the calculator, you don't know where the math class is. What to speak of anything else. As that famous story goes, I think I've probably heard it before. One man is talking to another man, and he's talking about this fabulous restaurant that he just went to last night. But he can't remember it, so he tells his friend, maybe you can give me a hint, and then maybe I can remember this restaurant. I went with my wife yesterday. So he said, all right, what's the hint? Well, it's the flower, and it's red, and has thorns on it, and smells very nice. He said, Rose. That's right. Rose, what was that restaurant we went to last night? So people are slow. Their memory is slow. They're slow to understand things. Manda, so manda. And even if they can understand, generally they always choose the wrong person to follow. And what is the wrong person? The tevidu swarati katim. He Vishnu, Dharashya Ye Bahir Artha Manina. They don't choose the person who's going to take them to Krishna consciousness. They choose someone who's going to take them to some insignificant place in this material world. Andaya Tandera Pigimanas, Te Pisha Tantra Uru Dami Bada. They're blind. They don't even know that they're not their body. They think the philosophy of transmigration is some kind of sectarian philosophy that a few Hare Krishnas or Hindus have. They think it's a joke. Some people, I think in America now, people have more awareness of what this philosophy means, although I don't think they're fully aware of it. Prabhupada was giving a lecture in South Africa. And, well, not a lecture. He was in a conference, and there were some different speakers, and Prabhupada was one of them. And so one of the speakers, he protested when Prabhupada mentioned about the science of transmigration of the self, or the soul. He said, Swamiji, he was an Indian gentleman, he said, Swamiji, why are you bringing up this Hindu doctrine of transmigration and proclaiming it's a science? So Prabhupada said, no, it's actually a science. That 5,000 years ago, before there was such a thing as Hinduism, Krishna didn't appear and proclaim that, my dear Arjuna, today we're on this Hindu battlefield with all these Hindus fighting with each other. And luckily, I'm a Hindu god. So I know Hindu philosophy quite well. And it just so happens that you're also a Hindu. So it's a good match. Hindu god, Hindu. So let me tell you Hindu philosophy. According to Hindu philosophies, all Hindus have bodies that are changing, unlike other people. That's the problem with being a Hindu. You get a changing body because you get a Hindu god. And luckily for Hindus, they have a soul that doesn't change. So all Hindus at the time of death, they get another body. Self-realized Hindus is not bewildered by all this philosophy. Unlike the other people, like the Christians and the Jews and the birds and everything else, they all have bodies, they don't change. But they have a soul that keeps on changing. Therefore, at the time of death, they don't die. Only Hindus die. No, The philosophy is the same. Krishna wasn't a Hindu god, nor is he speaking to Arjuna, who is a Hindu. He is speaking science because science pertains to everyone for all time. And everyone for all time in this material universe has a changing body. And everyone in a body is not changing, only their body is changing. So therefore, at the time of leaving their body, they'll get another body, either a spiritual body or they'll get another material body. So this is knowledge. It's actually science. But people are very slow to accept this. Therefore, they're a sumanda. Whatever meager intelligence they have, even the most obvious thing, after all, what could be more obvious than our own selves to ourselves? Even the most obvious things that we're not changing, people can't understand. And why can't they understand? Because they've chosen fools to be their leaders. And the more they follow these leaders, the more everything becomes confusing. Srila Prabhupada, when he was talking to Professor Kotowski at Moscow University, he said, actually, there's no difference between our philosophy and your philosophy. Your philosophy means that you choose someone as Lenin as your leader, and we choose Krishna as our leader. So the philosophy is you have to choose a leader and follow him. Now, where Lenin went, that's where you're going to go. And where Krishna goes, that's where we're going to go. That's the only difference. But Mahajana Yena Katasa Panda, according to which leader you choose, that's where you'll wind up. So people are so slow, they have to choose some leader, but they choose a leader who's a blind leader, and therefore they're taking them into the darkest regions of existence. Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhaga Upadrutaha. And even they understand that they're not their body, that they're a spiritual soul. They've chosen someone who they think is a leader, who's not really a leader. But even they get the right leader. But they're so disturbed, even though right before the proper leader is explaining the absolute truth, still their minds are so disturbed they can't even hear it. They can't appreciate it. They can't apply it within their lives. And therefore, it's like having a jewel before you, but you're not even aware of it. I think they have the musk deer. The musk deer, musk smells so nice, everyone's attracted to it. Even the musk deer is attracted to it. But he doesn't know where this nice smell is coming from. It's coming supposedly from his navel. Therefore, he's looking everywhere to find out where it is. But it's right there. Similarly, if we develop the power to hear properly, then we can, and we hear from the right source, the right knowledge, then we can actually understand things properly. And what can we understand? That everyone is Krishna's servant, and Krishna wants us to help out, to help others realize that Krishna is God, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that everyone should utilize their energies, whatever they may be. Prabhupada wanted a transcendental revolution. Therefore, he wanted not just philosophy, not just theoretical knowledge. He wanted to supply that knowledge and how to present Krishna consciousness in a way that's attractive to people. And what's attractive to people? Art, music, whatever. Now, I heard L.A. is still burning. I'm not so sure. Is it? Did it go out yet, the fire? Sounded like this morning all this, the helicopter seemed to be overhead early, I guess. It's even worse. So what's the news? The news is mostly about how this art museum might be affected. How many people might get burnt is another thing. But if the art museum gets affected, that's a disaster. In other words, people are so much concerned with their material situation, they're not even aware of the fact that what they're missing out on, namely become aware of their spiritual situation. They're actually eternal by nature. They have a great opportunity to realize it, but they're interested in other things like art and music and whatever else. So Prabhupada, or Krishna, he wanted a cultural revolution. Yad vichas chitrapadam hariyarisho jagat pravritam pragriha kari chit tidvaya samtirtu santi manasa yatra hangsa niramanti shikshaya. That he wanted that's the other verse, that the crows are attracted to the material energy, which is not very pleasant in the age of Kali, but tat visargo vishad vidplavo yasmin prati slokam ad bhadavat yapi amaninantasya shankitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinati sarava. That he wanted a revolution. So what is that revolution? That people can utilize their abilities. So make art, but make art just like here. Make art for Krishna. We're depicting Krishna's pastimes. Sing about Krishna. Dance about Krishna. Put on plays about Krishna. To convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is our philosophy. If you accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then enlightenment will come, even in the age of Kali. When Prabhupada was leaving Seattle, 1968, to go to India, he was giving initiations, and he was quite liberal at that time. Especially in 1968, Prabhupada was quite liberal, especially since he was leaving for, I guess actually it was 67, it must have been. So one man stood up during the questions and answers and said, Swamiji, can you give me initiation? And Prabhupada said, well, just answer two questions. He said, who's God? Who's Krishna, actually? Who's Krishna? He said, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada said, who are you? He said, I'm Krishna's servant. He said, then I can give you initiation. And Prabhupada said, how many principles do you follow? Four. He said, then I can give you sannyas. No. Would have been a lot easier. So, this idea that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with all its implications, of course, this is the only thing we actually have to present, and the means by which people can understand this, actually accept. If people do that, then gradually the whole situation can resolve itself. People may not live any longer, but then again, there's no reason why people have to live longer. All they do is have to understand that Krishna is God, and therefore accept the process of chanting Hare Krishna and the other processes, and especially utilize their energies in Krishna's service to help others. To convince others that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on that basis, we can work cooperatively for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may not agree on so many different things, but if we agree that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then on that basis, everything else becomes insignificant. Because very shortly, all our disagreements will be ended. Because we all have a different body. It says that the Druze in Israel, they believe in reincarnation. And they have, because they have some remembrance, and in their last lifetime, they were fighting against the Muslims, they got killed, they came back as Muslims. So we may disagree with someone else, we may get very much absorbed in our disagreement, and next lifetime we may take their place. And they may take our place. We may disagree on different sides now. so our disagreements are insignificant. The real agreement should be, which everything should be based upon, is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we agree on that, then we can respect people within the mind or engage in the process, although even if they don't follow very strictly, at least we can respect them. And of those who are actually following, then we can cooperate with them to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, which is the most important thing of this age. Everything else is tuchava, insignificant. Whether there's fires in L.A., whether it's all peaceful and happy, whatever else, the same problems are going to be there. The only real problem is that people they're not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they're not utilizing their energies in Krishna's service. That's the only problem. If that problem is solved, then all the other problems will naturally be solved. All the other real problems will be solved. So although people can't appreciate it, but if we chant Hare Krishna, we distribute these books, if we give people prasadam, gradually they'll wake up and they'll understand the value of what Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas and their representatives are offering. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Can anyone remember what I said? What's that? Especially if Krishna is there, or Prabhupada. Yes. Yes, they're definitely... Thank you. Anything else? So our mission is to get them not only to follow the first part, but the second part too. So we are already halfway done with Krishna's instruction. We only have halfway to go. Anyone remember anything else I said? Yes. Yeah, everything else is insignificant. So many people, so many athletes have come and gone. So many politicians have come and gone. So many great mathematicians and philosophers, they've come and gone. And everything's the same as it was before, just worse. The only real improvement we can see is by helping people become Krishna conscious. Anything else? Okay. Yes, yes. I hope not. Because we're not Hindus either. A Hindu? I don't know. What's a Hindu? It's what everyone thinks we are. Yes. I think some people think we're Hindus. Most people think we're Buddhists. That's if we're actually wearing dhotis and tilak and saris, then they think we're Buddhists. All right, thank you very much. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna.